break time. I'm Leo Laporte. Sal Segoyan is back, Apple Script Product Manager from Apple Computer. And as always, he's got some Automator fun to show us.
Oh, certainly. But, you know, I'd like to start. Everybody's been asking me to get, like, a picture of you. So can I use my cell phone to get a picture?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to just, like, point this right here. And oh, that's a great shot. I like that one. And I just took that.
We'll autograph that later. All right.
Yeah, and I'm going to store that. And you know what? I'm actually going to send this to automatic blog.
You have an automatic blog?
I have an automatic blog. And you know what? I can show your viewers how to do the same thing
themselves. It's written in Automator would be my guess.
I'm guessing you're probably correct.
Of course. So you're mailing this to a special address.
Yes.
Your Mac, probably, right?
That's correct. I'm going to send it to the Mac that I'm running at the office.
Okay.
And might be able to intercept it here, but we're going to try like this and go send. And while that's doing it, we'll talk about it.
All right.
Okay.
Out goes the mail. Now, what did you do at the office to make this all work?
I just use the basic tools that come with the operating system, and I use iWeb for my Life 06.
All right.
And I've managed to create an automatic cell phone blog. And for the viewers that want to follow along, if you go to automator.us and click the examples tab, you'll see over here there's an action collection for iWeb. And you can download the iWeb action pack that I have there. And there's also the cell phone image blogger and the auto-publish iWeb apps.
So you can just download this.
And you can use this yourself.
Do you spend your entire day thinking up stuff like this and implementing it?
I get paid to be crazy.
That must be really fun.
What is
your target? Like one a day, one a week?
It's just kind of a creative flow thing. You know, you wake up with an idea and you start.
Neat.
My wife says that I can write code in my sleep.
That's neat.
And I've often woken up in the morning and just done some crazy
things. Is that how you got started doing this before you worked for Apple?
I used to work at a service bureau in Charlottesville, Virginia. Yeah. And we handled any kind of print publication that came through the door. And, you know, if you're doing 1,000 print jobs a day, you're looking for ways to automate. And I saw AppleScript and, you know, that was it. I realized that I could do this myself instead of relying upon third parties to make tools for me.
I think a lot of people don't know that pretty much the entire prepress world is run on AppleScript. I mean, some of the biggest companies in the world, all their workflow is through AppleScript.
Totally. Yeah. It's the hidden technology.
Yeah,
it's the money technology. It makes you money, money, money.
And don't tell the competitors how you did it. That's right.
So let's take a look at how you can create yourself an automated phone blog.
Okay.
So I've opened up iWeb. I have a blog page created here, and I'm ready to add some entries to it. And to do that, what I'm going to use is use the mail application on Mac OS X, and I'm going to create a mail rule that when it sees email coming in from a certain person or a certain group of people, will grab the photos from that email and add them to my blog.
So in this case, it'll see the cell phone email address, filter it, and say, oh, that goes to the blog.
That's correct. So I'm just going to select this application here on the desktop that I downloaded from automator.us, set up phone image blog.
This is probably an AppleScript.
AppleScript 2 as well.
It's amazing.
And it says we'll install a new mail rule that scans messages from specified cell phone account and adds the image attachments to an iWeb blog. And I just click OK, and then it asks for the phone number of the
That's your email address from your phone.
Yeah, from your phone.
And so it's
now
filter on that.
It's just created in mail. If we go to...
You mean it actually wrote a rule?
Yes.
That's so slick.
It does it all for you right here. So if the message comes in from this, run a certain script that it's installed into the operating system.
Now, by the way, is some of the most powerful stuff that Apple has done is things like allowing a mail filter rule to run an Apple script. It means you can do anything.
Yeah.
Because you've got now, any program I can write, I can run. And it doesn't have to just be an Apple script. It could be in Shell, it could be Perl, it could be Python, anything.
That's right.
It's very powerful.
It's all built on with Xcode, which is the tools used to control the operating system, and any framework or language supported by the operating system
it's
you can
really
use
remarkable.
When you create these actions. Right. So here's the messages that came in.
The picture you just took?
No, let's see. Did the one just come in?
It hasn't come in yet. It takes a little while.
Yeah. So we'll just use
this is an older one. All
and just go apply rules, and instantly it adds it to the blog, takes the message that you typed in with your thumb and adds it into the blog. Now, iWeb currently doesn't have an automated publish system, but you can run the other Apple script that we've provided called
Auto
Publish iWeb. And what it will do is every 15 minutes, it will automatically publish this to the website.
Very handy. I used to use a blogging tool called Blossom, and that was what was neat about Blossom was it would automatically publish. You would just, as you were, you know, you would create your website on your hard drive, and it would automatically, periodically publish
it.
And that's what this will do.
Yes.
So you don't even have to worry. You just work in iWeb, and it'll just update it. That's
all you have to do is walk around with your cell phone and
take pictures.
Take pictures, and your website is updated automatically for you.
It does take two little tools, but you can download those from automator.us. That's a great site if you're an Automator user to find out all sorts of cool stuff, including a tutorial on this particular
technique. Yes, indeed.
Sal Segoyan.
Thank you.
You're the best. We'll see you later on another Mac Break. Download one today.